Crumbling ceilings, collapsing floors, and cave-in mine shafts are but a few of the perils that await the reader of abandoned Utah. A new adventure presents itself to all who dare explore these dark and dreary locations. Every place tells its own unique story. Every ounce of dust contains a gold mine of historical significance. Remember, all things are doomed to be erased by time and decay. Stay tuned as we interview Nick Bagley, author of Abandoned Utah. Destination Mystery presents Case File 28.
Are listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay!
Abandoned Utah follows photographer Nick Bagley as he attempts to preserve the past through his photos. Reading more like a history book, Nick researches each location he visits, providing the reader with detailed information behind each image. More adventurous than your average photographer, Nick uses his camera as an instrument to showcase all his photographic expeditions. Each trip he takes opens new doors in time, revealing how things once were. Believing that history repeats itself, Nick attempts to preserve it by using his unique point of view. Now grab your camera, dust off your lens, and join Nick on this exciting journey through Abandoned Utah.
We're with Nick Bagley, who is the author of Abandoned Utah. And if you haven't seen the book or read the book, it is awesome. It is full of Utah history and amazing places to go see.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So
it is really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. I appreciate it.
So Nick, we're really excited to have you on because Mike and I, like, our favorite thing to do in the whole world is explore these abandoned places. And awesome. We always thought we were so weird. Why do we like them? You know?
Yeah.
But apparently there's a lot of people that love these places. So what is your whole take on the abandoned? Why do people love it so much? What do you think?
I don't know. I think for me, it started when I was a little kid. It's just finding abandoned buildings, you know, is always so fun to explore. And then when you explore it, you kind of create a story in your head, you know, and it just gets spookier and you want to see what's around the next corner. And then it just kind of grew from there, because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have a camera, you don't have any money to afford it or anything like that. So then as I got older, it's like, well, I can still keep doing this and I can take photographs and, you know, bring my friends along. And I don't know, it's just fun. Something about it's very attracting.
Absolutely. It's way fun. Hey,
yeah. You create this story in your head, I think. I think yep. You're exactly right.
And it's what I try to do with my photographs too. It's like, well, this is, you know, how I see it. So here's my best representation. And hopefully I can convey that, you know, to whoever's looking at them.
Mike, what makes you so excited about places like this?
Well, I think he said that he used a couple of words that I'd have used, spooky. Yeah. For whatever the reason, I like spooky.
Yeah.
I like a good mystery. What's around the yeah. next corner.
Yeah.
I always drive my four-wheeler down one more rise. I got to see what's over the next rise, and I'll turn around and go back. It's always one more corner, one more rise. What more can I find?
Yeah.
I love
before
it.
Before you know it, you're out there for 5 or 6 hours.
So how do you find mm-hmm. all these amazing places to go?
It started out researching online. You know, that's nice with this day and age. You can find a lot online. But then just through Instagram too, you know, I'll post a photo and then I'll get messages from people and be like, hey, have you checked this out? Or have you checked this area out yet? I'm like, no, you know, thanks for the tip. And then in return, I give them a couple tips.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, where was that at? I want to go there.
Exactly. As you guys have probably found out, you can find out a lot online, but sometimes you'll just randomly find stuff on your own too that you weren't expecting. So it, yeah, it's research and just talking to people, and even people where I work, now that they know this is my hobby, they'll send me pictures when they're on a road trip or something of an abandoned house that they saw. They'll be like, you should check this out. It's like, all
right. That's so cool. Yeah. That's awesome. So I've been to many of the places. I live in Utah too. I'm in Northern Utah, and I've been to many of these places, but some I haven't. So I'm going to put them on my bucket list. So how do you get permission to go in? Are you able to track them down?
It's pretty tough sometimes. And then some people, they don't want you in there. Or I've been to places where people give me the number to call, and then they don't answer the phone and never call back. So usually, or, you know, I'll knock on the door nearby and be like, you know, who owns this and can I get a hold of them? But I'd say most of the times you strike out with that kind of stuff. That's what I found anyway.
You found that too. Yeah.
Yeah. It can be pretty difficult.
Yeah, I agree. It's frustrating too, because you're like, I don't want to go in and destroy anything. I just want to go in and take some pictures.
Yeah. Like a lot of the places, some places downtown too, you know, there's some really awesome abandoned places in downtown Salt Lake, but they're all boarded up. It's like, man, I wish I could just, wish I knew who had the key.
I know there's a lot of places down there. And then again, like if you do happen to sneak in, you're like, okay, is there anybody living here?
Yeah, I know.
That's do I have to be careful?
Right. That's another big issue, especially downtown Salt Lake. Sometimes it's just too scary because you don't know who you're going to encounter and you know what they're on or how they're going to react. So that definitely plays into it.
Right. So we noticed too that you have on your website, you've got some places from Idaho on there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where Michael lives. So
awesome.
What kind of places from Idaho do you have on there?
So I've really only gone to you guys have probably been there, the Sugar Mill. That's really it though. I'd love to explore more, you know, especially with this first book, it was so focused on Utah. And then I have another one coming up that's going to be on Utah as well. But then hopefully I'm going to be branching out, and it'll probably be Idaho next, you know, just because I just have a taste for what's available in Idaho. So it's like, I got to keep going now.
We're both from Idaho, and I'll tell you, it's a little easier to get into places in Idaho than it is.
Is it? Yeah.
We'll give you all of our places if you'll let us know about all the ones in Utah. How's that?
Oh, of course.
We have a lot in Idaho that we can give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed she had a picture of White Knob up in Mackey.
Yes.
Were you there?
Yes. I've been to Mackey just one time, but we loved it. This was a couple of years ago.
Pretty place, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. And I can't remember. We stayed at some hotel in town, but just the fact that you could just drive up to all those mines and stuff, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And that's definitely on the list to get back to, because when I was there, it was more a family vacation. It wasn't, you know, really for photos. So
are your family vacations abandoned buildings?
Yep.
I try to fit in at least one with my family vacations, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. And like, I have a 7-year-old stepdaughter, and she's getting into it now. She's getting into the weird and creepy stuff. And obviously, you know, I'm rubbing off on her.
It's the fun stuff though. It's the stuff you want them to, you know, hey, let's get into this instead of video games, for crying out loud. I mean, this stuff is cool now.
Yeah. She thinks it's cool. She doesn't think it's weird anymore. I think she used to think it was weird.
You know, a lot of people think it's weird until they go, and then they're like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I have 4 girls and they love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. I think some of the kids at school are scared of them because of the weird stuff they do, but I don't care.
So what are some of your, do you want to say what are some of your favorite places that you've been to and photographed?
The Sugar Mill in Idaho is probably one of my top places. I just think that place is awesome, just how big it is. And, but you know, the list, it kind of goes on and on. It's an ever changing list. Number one favorite though would probably be Jackson Sanatorium, and that's actually in upstate New York. And I'm from upstate New York originally. I moved out here like 6 years ago.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome. And when I went, you could freely walk through it. But I heard recently from a friend that now if you go there, you like get arrested on site. So
oh, that's too bad.
But yeah, if, look up Jackson Sanatorium. I think it's in Danville, New York, but it's like how you would picture a haunted sanatorium. You know, it's like right out of a storybook.
I would go nuts in a place like that. I want to go back east because they have so much more than what we have here in the West. And
yeah, you know, it's hard now with COVID and like all my family's still back in New York. So it's been like 2 years since I've gone back there. And it's like, dang, now I have all these places I want to go. But then when I go there and I go to visit them, I feel guilty for not hanging out with them. So it's like, ugh.
That's how I am when I go to Idaho, because that's where all my family is. And I'm like, oh, there's,
yeah,
you know, it's not like you have a whole lot of time because you got to work a day job.
Yeah. And you have to cram everything in that you can. But yeah, there's, you know, it's an ever changing list. Of course, eventually I'd like to explore the whole US and beyond.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Someday anyway.
So I saw that you went to Ophir.
Yep.
How was that? That's on my bucket list.
Oh, it's nice.
Is there much there?
There's not all that much that you can get into without trespassing, put it that way. Like there's some ATV trails though up along there that I think you could probably get up higher. I've never been on them, and you could probably find some of the old mines and stuff. Yeah, there's not that much that you can just freely walk through.
Mm. Like, is that tunnel with the track still in it? Was that Ophir?
That is Ophir. But and I went back. I went back there recently. Mm. It's all posted now. When I first went there, there was nothing there. And now there's signs everywhere. So last time I checked, I just didn't risk it. It's like, someone either bought the property or they noticed, you know, me poking around in there or other people.
Mm. Says that, you know, you're at your own risk. Hey, we're going to take that risk. We won't sue anybody for if we get hurt or whatever, but please keep these places open for history purposes. And
exactly.
That's what we want. We need to start a group.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I don't think most of them care. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think most people care because there have been times when we've been like snooping around and they just look at us and drive by.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm just taking pictures.
Yeah. I've had people come up to me like in buildings, you know, and it's like, you know, this is my property, right? I'm like, yeah, but can I stay? I'm not doing anything. And a lot of times I think once they see the camera, they disarm a little bit and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't have a hammer in my hand. I'm not going to destroy anything. Yeah.
We're not stealing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like we run into a lot of the same issues that you do then. I was hoping you had some really good tips and tricks.
I don't know. Be sneaky if you have to be. Well,
we try, but we're kind of old and
loud.
Loud.
Well, sometimes
I can't run, but
yeah,
sometimes I can hide. It's hard.
You know, you're trying to be quiet and then you like trip on a random piece of metal and it's like, oh man, there goes that.
Yep.
One time we were with his girls and we're like, oh my gosh, somebody's coming to hide. So his daughter picks up a leaf and just stands there. And I'm like, oh, we got caught. And we were told to turn around, go back.
Yeah.
So we did. I mean, we weren't trying to be. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Right. Never give them attitude.
No.
That's kind of the key. It's not worth it. You're never going to win. You know, only bad can come of it. It's like, all right, I know I'm wrong. I'll leave.
So tell us about your website and your book. I've got it right here, by the way. You can get a signed copy. Do you still have signed copies available on your website?
I have a few left. You? Yeah. Through the
they
website.
Go quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want a regular book. How do I get the signed copy? So tell us how you did that.
You know, originally I was going to do a signing to fix that. But once again, COVID happened. So I'm not going to do that. But the website, it's just njbphotography.net. And that's just my initials. I've got my books on there. I do like an occasional blog, occasional like exploration videos. But then there's the store that has the signed book. And then I just have a couple random like artifacts and antiques and stuff that I've had over the years, and figured I'd put them up there, see if anybody wanted them.
Your little curiosity store. It's cool.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
Hope to grow it someday, but you know, right now it's more of a hobby side thing, but
I think it's awesome. We just actually got our first book published.
Excellent.
It's scaring the bejesus out of me because I'm not a rider.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just going to be so stupid. How did you feel you did such an excellent job putting all the history and everything in there. How did you feel when you first released this one?
That was by far the hardest part was the writing. Cause same thing. It's like, I'm not a writer, you know, I consider myself a photographer. So it was a lot more work than I think I anticipated. It was way more research than I thought. It was overwhelming for sure. And you know, now that I've kind of figured it out, it's like, all right, I need to plan to have more time to do the research versus going out and photographing. But it's just so much easier when you get up in the morning. It's like, I think I'm just going to go take some photos.
Exactly.
I feel like, you know, sitting in front of a computer for 10 hours, mm-hmm. getting frustrated.
Yep.
But
I hear you there.
Like in the beginning of writing it, I was like really picky with editing it. And then about halfway through, it was like, I just have to get this done. It's like, I can't be nearly as picky. I just have to pump it out and then kind of hope for the best, you know, and hopefully people receive it. And then I figure most people are just going to look at the pictures anyway.
Well, I read it and looked at the pictures and I thought you did an amazing job, but I'm glad to hear that you have the same kind of frustrations I did. I was like, I'm like, okay, I got to stop editing this. I've got to just let it go. Yeah. And I put a preface in the beginning of the book that, hey guys, this is not a literary masterpiece. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
So if you're going to comment on that or, you know, give us a 1-star rating because of that, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's just my first try. I'll get better.
Right. If you don't like it, sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's about the adventure.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take the opportunity and, you know, just hope it turns out well. And just give it your all. See what happens on the way.
How do you feel about the book coming out, Mike?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
Because he hasn't seen it yet.
That was...
No.
The coolest thing for me, you know, is seeing it all put together because then it's real. The whole time that I was making this one, I was thinking it's like, oh, they'll pull the contract out from me or something. I'll submit it and they'll be like, no, this isn't good enough. Sorry. Yeah.
Your book is excellent. You did a really good job. I'm hoping mine's even just a pinch as good as yours.
I'm sure it will be.
But I get my box full of books on Tuesday and we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I'm going to read it or not.
I only actually read like part of it when I got it back and then I'm reading it and I was like, I've already read this like 20 or 30 times. It's I don't know. You just don't want to read it anymore. It's like on to the next project.
And by this time you're like, okay, if there's mistakes, it's not like I can change it. So
exactly.
Yeah. Unless I put out a new edition, but
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
At that level yet.
So tell us about the upcoming book.
I just submitted one that's a little bit different. It's through Photographers America, which is a new series through Arcadia Publishing. And then this one, they kind of just gave me free rein. So there's a few abandoned places in it. Like I did the Raging Waters Water Park and then the Fisher Mansion, which I actually just found out they're restoring it now. So that's really? That's good.
At least you got it before they started. That's cool.
But then I did like local folklore too. Like I went to the cemetery, to the Mark of the Beast 666 grave.
I've been there a couple of times. Yeah.
And then there's the Emo's grave up there. That's in the book too. And then I went like to the McCune Mansion. Couldn't get inside it, but I was at least able to get photos outside. I just did the history and the
legend. It's still closed, isn't it?
I think so.
I couldn't get in it last time I was up there either.
It's still shut down. And I just did some street photography too. So the next book is kind of, it's different. And it was kind of hard for me to put together because the first book, it was like they laid it out exactly what they wanted. And this book, there was really no guidelines. So once again, it was like, well, we'll see how it goes. Hope for the best.
I can't wait to see it. I think so. Obviously, they liked your first one. So they're like, hey, he knows what he's doing. Let's just let him do what he wants.
Yeah. I think they got annoyed with me because I kept emailing them. You know, it's like, oh, should I do this? And they're like, yeah, sure. How about this? Sure. Do whatever you want. You know,
that's cool.
We'll see.
I want to get some advice. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. So help me.
And with the abandoned book, I bought another book in the series, because there's a lot of different abandoned photographers through the same series. So it's like, oh, I have a template. So I was at least able to follow that. But this one, there's nothing. So we'll see how it goes.
Is there an abandoned Idaho one yet?
I feel like there must be. I haven't looked, but because they have authors all over the country. If they don't, though, I'll do the next one.
That'll be cool.
Got another abandoned book, and it's just going to be, I haven't come up with a title yet, but it's just going to be kind of part two for Abandoned Utah. But that, it's not due until December. So that one, I have a long, long ways to go for that. But pretty excited, though. It's just exciting to get two contracts.
I agree. Good for you. That's amazing. Mike, what questions did you have?
So what did you find out at Dugway? Did you get to see much there? The proving grounds?
Oh, no, not really. Not at Dugway. However, this is kind of going a little bit farther away from Dugway, but have you guys heard of the Green River launch site?
No.
Okay, so you should go there first off. So there's an old...
What's it just that?
Reminds me of Dugway a little bit. But there's an old missile test base there that you can still check out. And it's actually, I'm going to have a chapter about it in my next book coming, or the next abandoned book anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it gives you the 1960s Cold War vibe. So
I don't know why, but I'm fascinated with the Cold War vibes for some reason.
Once again, it's something about the vibe, you know, it pulls you right in. It's like, well, that's mysterious. I got to go check that out.
My other dream is to go to Germany and go through all the old World War II.
One of my friends and fellow photographer, he actually used to live here in Salt Lake City, but he's from Germany originally. So he's moved back there now, and he keeps pestering me. He's like, you got to come out. Like, no, I know someday I will.
Seriously.
But, you know, first off, plane tickets aren't cheap. And there's a pandemic going on still, so I don't even know if they let me in.
But there's got to be so much there that you'd have to spend months.
Well, and he'll go for a walk just in the countryside near his house, and then I'll get pictures from him of abandoned castles, and just he found a random bunker in the woods just walking his dog once. So.
How would that
be? I would love that. I would love that.
Well, I'll just have to go on a combined.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm in. Someday when we all retire and make millions, huh?
Yeah, exactly. 10, 20 years from now.
You have a picture that says public school on the building by your aunt's house. What's that like?
So that's in Deseret, Utah. I think that's the one that I'm thinking of anyway. That place, it's cool. Not much going on in that town other than that little building. But when you go inside it, though, and that one was wide open in the back. I didn't have any problems. You know, no one yelled at me for no trespassing or anything like that. But it is pretty cool because you can see where, I don't know if squatters were living in it or what, but like in the front of that schoolhouse, they made this, it just looks like a sketchy little living area, you know, and there's like stockpiles of cans and stuff in there. But I think now they actually have their cattle. Some local person uses it to graze their cattle. So now the cattle just kind of roam in and out of there. It's pretty cool though, because up on the walls, there's the old blueprints to the building. I think at some point, I think at some point they were trying to restore it. But by the looks of it, that fell through. But yeah,
that was a cool looking building.
Yeah, it is really cool. And that one's out in Deseret. And actually, when I was on the way to that one, because a lot of times I'll get up at like 3 or 4 in the morning because I want, you know, as much of the day as I possibly can to go explore before I have to come back home. And I actually got pulled over because I had a taillight out. And the officer, you know, he asked where I'm going. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to Deseret. And his response was, why the hell are you going there? There ain't nothing out there.
Exactly. That's why we're going.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And I'm like, oh, I'm a photographer. And then his demeanor like changed completely. I don't know what he thought I was going to go do out there. But he gave me a warning. So I got lucky.
Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know?
Keep an eye out for the next books. Photographers America, I think the title's, it's going to be, I think we decided on Utah Unique, you know, now you've got a book coming out, you know how long the process is, mm-hmm. though. I mean, it probably won't hit the shelves for another year, maybe more, depending on how COVID goes too, because that slowed the release of my first one down as well.
Will you do signings in Utah and stuff that you'll post on your website?
Yeah, that's the plan. I really wanted to do a signing this October, because of course it's the creepy season, so you know that's when everyone's into this kind of stuff. And
it's our favorite month,
exactly,
by mine far. Too.
Yeah, mine too. My little office, whatever you want to call it, right here. It's Halloween in here year round. I mean, I've got a stall. Exactly. Right here, I'll show you if I don't knock it over, but. Yeah, I've got skulls right next to me.
Nice.
So yeah, but I'll usually post that on Instagram and on my website if I'm going to do a signing. I'd love to do one. It blew me away when the first book came out, all these people reaching out to me. You know, a lot of times when you're in these places, you're either alone or you're with maybe one or two other people. You know, you don't consider that there's a whole community out there.
Yeah, I had no idea until I got on Instagram and started following like the UrbanX stuff. Yeah. And I was like, holy moly.
Yeah.
It is big.
We're cooler than we think.
Yeah, we're cooler than we think.
Yeah. Yeah. Found out about it back in college. One of my teacher's assistants, she like showed me the ropes. And then I was like, oh, okay. You know, there's actually a whole group of people. There's actually people that take it serious too, you know, that'll watch when the guards are there and will like plan out when to go. And I'm not that dedicated yet, but
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I did.
Yeah, me too. Someday when we're millionaires, right?
Yeah.
Like you were saying,
own bail and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
If we're millionaires, we can just pay off the guard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, easily. Thanks for having me. You know, I've never done a podcast or anything.
What? Like this. Are you serious? You'd have been asked a million times.
No, first time. So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, when you reached out to me and I was like, oh, Destination Mystery, that's like my right up my alley. So it's perfect.
Yeah, this is like our favorite thing in the world. And when I got a hold of your Instagram page, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to get this book. And I love it. Yeah. So you've done a great job.
Good one.
I really appreciate you buying it. And, you know, hopefully we can all meet up sometime and
we can all do a book signing together. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Actually, that'll be awesome. Be
fun. Yeah. When you come up to Idaho, we can show you a few places too.
Yeah. I'll reach out to you, you know, when I start that. The plan right now is to eventually, who knows when, but in the future, to take like 2 or 3 weeks off and just go on a grand trip and hit everything I can.
That's what I want to do too.
Yeah, but who knows when that'll be with work.
Right.
Someday.
Someday.
When it happens, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, it was good to talk with you and meet you. I'm glad that we did this. So we'll have to do it again when your next book comes out.
You know, good luck with everything and happy exploring.
Thanks. You too. Have a good night.
Thanks, Nick.
If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. We will be introducing other Mystery Media Group guests in our upcoming episodes, along with weekly bonus material. If you'd like to see more pictures and evidence from our adventures, visit www.destination-mystery.com. You'll find a link to our blog, as well as a link for merch and contact information. Until next time, find your own destination.
Solve the mystery.
This is a production of Mystery Media Group.
Yay!